fuck then? Little bitch. What's up, man? It's Escobar Poppington, man. We back in this thing. So pretty much, your boy Quavo just came out on all social media platforms and announced that he will be dropping his album later on this September. I'm checking for this shit because I fuck with Quavo's Lamb Talk. That's my personal favorite song that he's dropped. Quavo just dropped like 3 singles about almost a month ago. Working Me, Lamb Talk, and something else. Not too familiar with it, but my favorite out of those 3 is the Lamb Talk. I fuck with that one. Like I said, he announced he's about to drop his first solo album. What does this mean for the Migos? Migos have had a nice little run. I do believe that Offset and Takeoff can still have careers. Of course, they're both going to be on this album unless Quavo comes with straight solo joints. And even if they're not rapping on this album, them boys are still going to get paid. Period. Somehow they're going to get a percentage of whatever Quavo's pulling in off his solo projects. But what does this mean for Takeoff? Because I'm going to be real 100 with you. Offset's pretty set. You know, he just had a brand new baby with Cardi B. They're engaged. We can all kind of see where his success is going. He can just chill the fuck out if he needed to and just live off Cardi B and all his royalties and paychecks and publishing that he's going to get. I don't know if the Migos own their mastering. I doubt it. But you never know. They could. But back to Takeoff, I don't know, brother, because Takeoff has been like the only one in the group that's the hardest one bar for bar, but absolutely gets no shine. I remember seeing clips of Takeoff at the Drake concert here in Kansas City, and he just looked so bored on stage. I mean, he was into it. Maybe he was just high as shit. I don't know. Let us know what you think about what Takeoff's future is, because I guarantee Quavo's going to come out with nothing but bangers, and they're going to fall right in line when his album drops. I don't know if it'll be a big rollout like Travis Scott. You know what I mean? But shout out to the Migos, man. Let's not sit here and fake it and act like Atlanta hasn't been running their hip-hop game for the last 20-plus years. Atlanta has been running the game for the last 20-plus years. Period. And they will continue to. Because ain't no, you know, they're all working together. You know what I mean? And it's really sad because when you talk about hip-hop, you talk about the Mecca and how it all started and how it all began, New York City. And now you got Tekashi 6ix9ine, who's pretty much repping New York City. You got Cardi B too, but like New York has completely fell off. The Midwest never really tightened up and got nobody more than Eminem and Ye. Chicago doing their thing. You know, the West Coast has always been there, but nobody's had that push like Atlanta. You know what I mean? So, you know, let us know what you think, man. I think that the Migos are probably done. You know what I mean? A lot of people think Migos' first album was better than this Culture 2. And now Quavo's pumping this solo album, which means, you know, the tour is next. And I just want to know what you guys think. Because me personally, I don't think the Migos are going to drop any more albums. I see Quavo, you know, Quavo's pretty much the Beyonce of the group. Let me know what you think. It's your boy Escobar Poppington. Stay plugged in.